It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. And it is Saturday morning, and this is Green Country Gardener. Larry is at the other microphone, ready to answer your garden questions. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
It's a Charles. Good Saturday morning, Labor Day weekend, and probably a good time for folks to start their plans, if they haven't already, for their fall garden.
Exactly. It's time to get that soil ready for the fall plantings. Here we go again, talking about dirt. Well. Anyway,
I didn't realize you could talk that dirty on the radio.
But okay. Well, anyway, yeah. See, look.
Oh, it's right, it is right there under your fingernails. Yep.
Well, no, I don't
know. Anyway, actually, it's not. They're very clean.
Mums are on the way, as well as pansies. Mm-hmm. We'll have a good selection of them this year. It seems a little early to want to plant something like that, but so we're holding off a little bit on the arrival,
okay,
finishing of the mums and the pansies. So anyway, they'll be out pretty soon. And we'll have all kinds of sizes coming soon. Also, we'll be flowering kale, cabbage. Mm-hmm. Here comes the cool weather stuff.
That's right.
Fescue grass seed.
Yes.
Wonderful time to start that. This is the early opportunity. You get ground floor opportunity right now to get in on this deal.
Okay.
So, sorry.
That's all right. So anyway, there's room for growth then, right?
Exactly. Lots of room for growth. So you do want to get that fescue grass in the shady parts. It needs to be in really soon.
Mm-hmm.
This perfect time right now to start that. I believe the nighttime temperatures for the upcoming week are going to be in the 50s.
You are correct in many cases. 53, there's a 49 actually for Wednesday night. So,
49?
Yeah.
Daggum.
Yeah. So, at least fall temperatures over the next week, not that I would say they're here to stay, but they're going to be here for the next week or so.
Right. And people's begonias, they're going to start to go crazy right now. They like the cooler weather.
I've got a fresh set of blooms on some of the rose plants around my house.
So yeah, and the roses are starting to come back a little bit too. Hopefully you cut back your roses.
Actually, I'm delinquent, but I got
everybody's delinquent. I don't know anybody's cut back their roses this year.
No,
even myself.
Well, it's been nice enough. I didn't think I needed to yet.
But usually, I whack them back in late July and August, but this year I didn't do it. Had a few other things come up, but anyway,
that's what you like around the garden: things to come up.
Exactly. Well, okay. So anyway, in on this lawn, it is time to sow that fescue seed. And actually, you want to do a tilling, if you would, beforehand.
Oh. Oops.
About 4 inches or so, at least.
Okay. Not just go out and scratch in the dirt and throw some seed down.
No, not like the chickens. You don't scratch the ground like the chickens do. It just doesn't work. you really need to get going on. And the better the more you preparation, the better you prepare the soil, the better it's going to work. So if you really want success, you got to put a little bit of a back into it. It's also time on your existing fescue grass to begin fertilizing it, too.
Okay.
If you do have a pretty good stand, it might look a little washed out at this point in time.
Yeah.
But it is time to begin fertilizing that again. And always remember, you want to fertilize, or you want to water, though, before you fertilize. Water real good before you fertilize. Okay. Fertilize it, then water it again. Because the fertilizer just doesn't go into the soil. It goes in through a process called diffusion.
Mm-hmm.
And if the soil is dry, it won't do any good. It'll just wash away down the river, and we'll have a lot of green trees. But so yeah. You want to water first.
Okay.
Apply your fertilizer, water it again on your fescue.
Any specific amount of overall water that would be needed? Half an inch, as far as how much water you need to do?
About an inch.
Okay.
Probably an inch of water would be good, because it's been a while since we've had some rain. So the ground is getting a little dry here and there.
So
if you have an irrigation system, chances are it's wet or overly wet, depending on how you run.
Depending on how you run your system.
Exactly. But anyway, you do want to make sure there's moisture in the ground before you fertilize. And so also a thing to consider is on your established Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass, and even your established fescue grass, if there are no problems with it, it's time to consider putting out a pre-emergent to control the henbit and chickweed.
Even though the nuisance of those two plants probably won't show up till spring.
It won't show up till spring, but they'll be coming up pretty soon. These nighttime temperatures will probably stimulate some germination from the seed that survived the summer, and they'll come up, and they're very good about coming back every year like that. It's a very, very good technology these plants have implemented to maintain themselves.
How ingenious.
So anyway, and it's worked for millions and millions of years, and it's not going to quit just because you decided to put it in the lawn. But anyway, so we do have some pre-emergent herbicides to help control the emergence of those weeds so you don't have that those pesky weeds.
Okay.
So anyway, think about doing that also. Bermuda grass, kind of leave it alone right now. It's don't scalp it or reduce the height right now. So you want to just kind of maintain status quo on Bermuda grass.
Just keep it neat looking and move on. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to mow it as often when it's cooler. I notice I haven't had to edge my yard for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's responding to the day length primarily. Probably lack of water too.
Might have something to do with it.
I just don't have those aggressive stolons as I had during the heat of the summer.
Yeah.
So it's starting to slow down. So you really don't want to try to stimulate any growth through fertilizing because it'll be tender and it won't survive the winter that well. So another problem we're having with lawns this year are army worms.
Trump, Trump, Trump. Here we go.
Yeah. With their little helmets and their little tiny rifles.
It's the combat boots. I don't see how you can get that many combat boots.
Yeah, they've got like a million legs. And imagine all the shoe polish they go through.
Imagine spit shine on those?
Poor little animals. I mean, they're just working all day long to keep those shoes shiny. But anyway.
Well, with the newer uniforms, they don't seem to have the spit shine. They've got the newer looking boots anyway. But anyway.
Yeah. Patent leather. But
I never wanted to invest in those Corfam Corfam combat boots.
Not really.
No.
Okay. But anyway, controlling army worms is fairly easy, and I like to use BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. And we're getting a few more calls, it seems, every day. What do I do about these critters? What are these, though? They're bringing a sample of them. They say, oh, those are army worms.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by the greenish color and some red striping, red and brown colors on them here and there, and multitudes of them. So the way to control those is with BT, and also 7 works pretty well as a direct contact, and pyrethrins, so on, or just a lot of birds too.
Invite the birds in.
Invite the birds in. So anyway, so army worms can be controlled. They will, if there's a lot of them, and I really haven't even seen any big outbreaks, but they will just decimate a lawn and then just move on like an army of worms, and hence the name. And they can take over and pretty much knock out a lot of your grass. So if you do see them crawling across the pavement or something, and you see a lot of them, you might want to do something. There's just a few of them, won't be as much of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, a few of them can't do much damage. But as the name implies, they are army worms, and they kind of travel around in armies.
Yeah.
Now, a cold winter, Charlie, if you can get in that machine over there and make it cold this winter, it should knock out the population to where we don't have much of a problem. Typically, we don't have much of a problem with army worms here, but we've had some mild winters in a row.
We were talking before we went on the air that it's been at least a couple of winters where we've had much in the way of snow and ice at all. So not that I want to look in the future too much, but we could be due.
Statistically, we are due for a wet winter,
yeah.
A wet, snowy winter. So if you do statistics,
yeah,
follow the weather patterns and whatnot, it's time for one. So
too early to say, but
too early to say, yeah, but it could still be a dry one. I mean, you never know. No. So we can go 20 years without getting any snow.
But there's folks out there that would say that's okay.
That's not likely, though. So be prepared for that, and that'll help control that. I've had a kind of a problem, too, with... Oh, we got a caller?
We do have a caller. Okay. We'll get to your problem in just a moment. We'll get to the caller's problem right now. Good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass. How can we help you out today?
Yes, I haven't seen very many Japanese beetles this year. Have you all run across very many?
We've had just a couple of calls on them. And typically, they're not in this area. It's just not the right climate for them. However, it's been moderated for a few years, so they are migrating this way. Our extension agent has trapped a few at the nursery. He said it's not a major outbreak, but in areas to the south and east of us, they have had some problems. So I imagine their arrival will come about some point in time.
Okay, thank God. I just hadn't seen any this year. I saw lots of them last year, but I haven't seen any this year.
Mm-hmm.
Are they seasonal, or not seasonal? But are they kind of go through a cycle?
Not necessarily. Once they're in an area, they're pretty much persistent. But as far as being cyclical, I don't think they're like bagworms or tent caterpillars. I think they just sort of take over the place.
Okay, thank you.
But anyway, yeah, thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye out for those and see how things go over the next week or two.
Another problem insect that is coming this way are the emerald ash borers.
That sounds bad.
It is. It's a green insect. It's kind of long. It's got these kind of long antennas on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they lay their eggs on ash trees. They really like ash trees. They must be baseball fans.
Must be.
But anyway, they can cause problems. They can decimate ash populations pretty well. So if you do have ash trees in your yard, and a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
not very many people plant them. They're just not that well known. But you could have some problems with your ash trees from emerald ash borers.
Okay.
And you can be get yourself on the ground floor opportunity. Here we go again. To control them, there's a these bullets you can buy. You drill a hole in the tree and you hammer these bullet things in there, and it spreads insecticide in there,
mm-hmm.
to control them that way. The imidacloprid is another way to control them.
Okay, which is a systemic taken in through the roots.
Right, the other one's a systemic too.
Okay.
And it'll effectively control the populations. It'll be a battle. But the best thing you can do is keep them healthy.
Borers typically are on a target of opportunity. If they see a tree that's not particularly healthy, that's where they'll go first.
Right, and I go to people's properties and what's wrong with this tree? It looks bad. And then I say, well, you've got borers. You peel away some of the bark and there's frass under there. And I found that a lot of times the borers will, because of the heat from the sun in the winter, they will go to the southwest quadrant of the trunk of the tree. And that's been statistically, it's been my observation, a place where you can first see them.
Okay.
And if you do run into corruptions in the bark,
mm-hmm.
and little piles of sawdust or little tiny holes in the tree, then chances are that's what it is. There's borers.
Okay.
So and they attack a lot of species of trees, especially the young planted ones, the newly planted ones. Because when you plant a tree, it's undergoing an environmental change. It's under a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it might be a container tree, it's just a change of environment, and they have to adjust. It's just like moving a cat to a different house. They hide under the couch for about 3 weeks. Well, trees are kind of the same way. They have to adjust to the different microclimate in which it's planted, so they will do the drop leaves, whatever, and they are susceptible to borers in that mm-hmm. time frame. So just keep it healthy, keep it well watered, don't let it get too dry, and fertilize it in the spring and fall. It should do okay.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, that's another problem with coming on, or the emerald ash borers.
800-749-5936. Yeah. 800-749-5936. The telephone number that gets you on the air with Larry Glass on this Saturday morning. We'll take your phone calls and continue in just a moment.
Talking with Brent at United Rentals. You've also got generators?
Yep. Generators for bad weather.
And chainsaws and pruner chainsaws as well, for you to be able to get up high if you don't want to go up in the cherry picker, but you still have some branches you want to trim.
Yep, we've got a long pruning saw. It's 14 foot. We've also got chainsaws if you need to trim some trees around your place. 3801 Southeast Nowata Road, 918-333-9580.
Summer is in the air, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a variety of summer plants and shrubs that are on sale right now. Butterfly bushes, rose of Sharon, large pots of geranium, tropical hibiscus elephant ears, hydrangeas, and all vining plants at 30% off. Bartlesville's largest selection of healthy plants. Green Thumb has all perennials, petunias, 4-inch herbs, and sweet potato vines for $1 off. And save 50% on all veggies, 4.5-inch geraniums, strawberries, and more. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5.
Come to Patriot Hyundai and check out one of the hottest SUVs on the market during the summer clearance event, the Santa Fe Sport. Your family will be set in style this summer with features like a panoramic sunroof and blind spot detection and up to 28 miles per gallon. Hyundai offers America's best warranty at 10 years and 100,000 miles, no cost to you. That's Hyundai Assurance. Currently, we have select Santa Fe Sports starting at just under $24,000. That's an affordable, economic SUV for your family road trip. Just see what other customers are saying about us.
Robert from Novata says,
exceptional customer service, no haggling from salesmen or pressure from anyone, very accommodating, definitely made it worth my while to shop local.
Come see us at Patriot Hyundai in Bartlesville and save big on Hyundai SUVs with a warranty for as long as you own the vehicle. Best selection, best warranty, and best customer service. That's Patriot Hyundai, exclusive home of the warranty forever. Highway 75 in Bartlesville or on the web at patriothyundai.com.
2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport, stock number 17096, MSRP. P28310, pick your price
$23,600. 800-749-5936, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And we're taking your calls and answering your questions with Larry Glass from Green Thumb Nursery in Bartlesville. What should we be doing in the garden this weekend? It's a nice Labor Day weekend to be out in the garden.
Make sure your mulch levels are up.
Okay.
The tomatoes. We had a really nice cool spell a while ago, and mine are starting to put on some more tomatoes, so we should have some by Halloween. Should have a few. The cucumbers, though, they're going bananas. I'm having lots of cucumbers. Good.
It's better than going bananas on bananas, I guess.
Yeah, right? Cucumber sandwiches are really good.
Sure.
Oh, wonderful. But anyway, they're doing real well, too. In the garden, fall crops, carrots can be planted. Radishes all the time. You plant radishes anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your turnip should be forming little roots about that big around at this point in time. You should have your turnips in the ground, but you can probably still get them to do okay.
The gesture he made was slightly larger than a quarter. So
You should have some pretty good, some fair size on your turnips at this point in time.
Good.
So that's kind of what's going on in the garden. The fall crops, cabbage, and coal crops can be planted right now. Broccoli and cabbage, cauliflower. I don't know if we can grow cauliflier here or not, but you can grow your cool season crops. Peas, maybe. Probably get a crop of peas in.
Okay.
But so that's kind of what's going on in the vegetable garden right now. Mulch it real well for the winter. Mm-hmm. Use maybe some straw to put on the surface to help control the weeds.
You can deliver some bulk mulch if people need a fair amount.
Exactly. We have cedar mulch. It smells good, too.
Yeah.
And we can deliver it right to your front door. I don't know if you'd want it in your front door, but say on the driveway or something, we can deliver it.
Probably better on the driveway. Not ideally, we'd have you put it on the flower bed, but you're probably not going to do that. So we'll put it in the driveway.
Yeah, we have a truck that with the bed that tilts and brings it. You can dump it. A tarp would be a good way to do it.
Sure.
Because it's easy to pick up that way. So I was talking to somebody couple weeks ago about mulch, and I said, yeah, we have bulk mulch, it's a cheaper way to go. He said, yeah, but you got to put in the wheelbarrow and take it to the backyard and put on the bed. He said, I'd rather just have a whole bunch of bags and just carry the bag.
Well, there is that. Yeah,
there's that, though. So there's some convenience with the bags, but there's some price advantage with the bulk. So anyway, mulch good for your plants and good to help keep weeds under control, and good way to conserve water too. So it's time to think about maybe a landscape plan too.
Oh, what a great idea.
It is coming up in the fall, and it's a great time for planting coming up. It's, and we've got a lot of projects on tap right now. We're so busy, it's crazy. But anyway, it's a good time to think about doing something about the landscape. So call us up and set up an appointment, and then I can come out and look at your property and then measure it and come up with a landscape plan.
And of course, when you present that plan to your customer, it's a computer generated 3D graphic presentation of exactly what it's going to look like now, how it'll look in 5 years, viewed around, you can zoom in, zoom out, take a top view, front view of it, and you can budget it all out for folks if they need to do it in phases.
I did get a complete plant list too, sizes, recommended sizes, and plants, and so on. I did a presentation on the laptop this week. Turned out really good. She really liked it, except I forgot the mouse. But we struggle with the keyboards. Me and laptop don't get along.
It's always, well, at least most laptops have got a built-in mouse, but I don't like them. So
I don't like them either. It didn't work that well. But anyway, we muddled through it, and she really liked it. So anyway, that was kind of fun. So anyway, get a. It can be anything from just a few shrubs across the front of the house to a complete plan. You know, with patios and decks and whatnot. We just got finished with a big patio project. So we're working away at it. So anyway, think about getting a landscape plan. It's a good roadmap to avoid making costly mistakes in the landscape.
Well, it can be nice in one sense to go to the garden shop and just walk through all the rows and rows of plants and say, I'd like one of those and one of those and one of those. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes you get the plant home and you say, oh, I don't...
Where do we plant this thing?
Yeah, exactly.
We've done that on some deliveries, actually. They oh, I really like that plant. Then didn't you get over there? And then they asked me, where do I plant it? So, okay.
Yeah.
Plant it over there, and so on. We can do this and that and everything. Oh, yeah, that went over. But then again, it turns out somewhat disassociated and, you know, just not really a real nice composition. So the freedom of the CAD program is it can be adjusted or rearranged and so on. And also having a goal with which you can... you know, get to at some point in time, you're able to do your bed configuration and do your ground prep. That's 99% of the work, is getting that ground ready. You don't want to go in and buy a whole bunch of plants, and then you have the daunting task of having to take up the grass and put in the borders and till the soil and, whoops, uh-oh, I broke a wire. In the meantime, these plants...
Call 811, please, first.
These plants are... They're in pots, and they have to be watered every day. And if you bought a whole truckload of plants and your ground isn't ready, well, it can compromise their quality by not being watered very often. So by all means, go ahead and do a drawing. You can just bring us a sketch of the dimension of the house and the sidewalk and all that, and we can come up with some idea there at the nursery what will work. But it's very important to ensure that the ground is ready prior to getting the plants. It makes it easier that way. You can do the ground prep on one weekend, and the next weekend you can have the plants delivered on Friday and have all day Saturday to put them in the ground, water them all day Sunday.
And enjoy them on Monday.
Mulch them too.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, that's just kind of a way to do it. And people say, well, golly, what? This is a big project. What's the first thing we do? First thing you do is get a can of spray paint and paint it on the ground, the outline of the bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and see how it looks with the house and all that. And so, well, maybe I need a little bit more curve here, a little less curve there. Always change them a little bit when you're out in the field. And then once you get that, it's time to dig out that grass. The Bermuda grass, or always your fescue, whatever you have.
Yep.
And then get that ground prepped.
And that can take some time.
It does. That's most of the work is ground preparation. So anyway, landscape plan, always time to do that. Makes your house look new. Increases curb appeal. It's a very competitive real estate market right now.
Yep.
So you want to keep your property up to par and make it look nice.
Okay. 800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. We'll take your phone calls in just a bit on Green Country Gardener.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-33
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Transform your home with our new line of Easy Care Ultra Premium Paint and Primer found at Peter's True Value in Dewey. Our new line of Easy Care Ultra Paint is a premium finish paint and primer made up of 100% acrylic. It provides rich color, retention, and is mold and mildew resistant. Plus, it's handcrafted in the USA, so be sure to stop in for this and other great deals on paint projects, supplies, and accessories while supplies last. Peter's True Value in Dewey. Behind every project is a true value.
The telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, and make your home a sweet home because you've got great plants around it and a good garden plan.
We have a curiosity at the nursery.
You have a curiosity?
Yeah, it's the Peruvian apple cactus.
You were showing some pictures of that during the break.
This thing, these flowers are huge on them. And it's this giant cactus plant we have in the greenhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it's really putting on a lot of flowers. There's one, two, three. There's four over there. So it's time for them to bloom, and it's putting on a nice shell. So if you want to see a Peruvian apple cactus that actually has edible fruit, but we've never really had any fruit in the greenhouse. I guess we don't have the right kind of bugs there to pollinate it. But anyway, it's kind of a curiosity.
Bugs in the greenhouse is probably not something most people want to see.
No, you don't want to see that. But anyway, it's in a big old pot, and it's putting on quite a nice shell. So anyway, the Peruvian apple cactus is in bloom at the nursery.
Stop by Green Thumb Nursery. You're on No Water Road in Bartlesville.
No Water Road, huh? Right smack between Madison and Washington Boulevard on the south side of the road.
So if you were in the neighborhood, take a moment, stop by, and take a look at that Peruvian apple cactus.
We're going to have to put an extension to the greenhouse vertically to accommodate the sea. Actually, you could cut it right there, and it'll branch out, and it'll you take that, let it callus over,
yeah,
and root it, make a new one.
Hmm.
But it's a tropical cactus. It won't survive outside here. But if you've got a rather tall, sunny space, it'll work hard.
Well, maybe someday it'll get as big as the plant in the Broadway show, Little House, yeah.
I think somebody had that in their house, and they felt sorry for it because it was growing up real tall, and they wanted a place for it. So we said, okay, we'll adopt that plant, and it's done very well. It's been kind of a showstopper for about 10 years.
And while you're at the nursery, stop by, take a look at the great selection of plants. I'm sure you've got some great mums and a lot of other things coming up.
Like I said earlier, mums are on the way.
Yeah.
It should be here by the weekend.
Okay.
So they're on the way. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on at the nursery. We do have a lot of items on sale.
Mm-hmm.
You might check out our Facebook page. So you go to our webpage, which you can link from the radio's webpage.
Right.
And then at the bottom is our Facebook page, so you can see what's kind of hanging on at the nursery.
Okay.
So anyway, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So trees. Yes. We were talking about trees.
It's a good time to be planting trees.
It's a good time. And make them work in the landscape. You don't just plant a tree just for pretty. They need to do something.
Okay. In physics class, we defined work as moving matter and expending energy. So I don't know if the trees are going to be moving much.
They don't move very much, no. But however they do, they can save some energy.
Yeah.
By shading the house and whatnot, provide shade and color and architectural accentuation, and provide habitats for wildlife. I know when I moved into our house presently, there weren't any birds around. We missed that from the other house because we had a lot of trees.
Yeah.
There's just no birds. So what do? I plant a whole bunch of plants. And
sure.
Now we're just inundated with birds.
Well, so and of course, you're particularly in the winter months, you're talking about all your bird feeders and keeping the squirrels out of the bird feeders and that sort of thing. So you're working hard to attract the birds.
Right. And I cleaned up and refilled the hummingbird feeders last night while they were asleep. So they're going to wake up to a nice feast of fresh sugar water.
Sounds great.
So for their migration south. But anyway, trees, there's many trees that grow here as anyone could possibly consider. I mean, we got anything from ash trees to, I can't think of the common name, mimosa trees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, anything here. And they must play a role in the landscape. They have to either provide some shade or whatever in the landscape, wildlife habitat and some other things. So keep that in mind when you're picking out a tree. How much space do you have for this tree? You don't want to underplant, put a small tree in a big space to look out of place.
No.
a big tree in a small space, that could be kind of cool. It'll shade the whole yard and really create a nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can overdo it, too.
Yeah, yes, I'm going to say, Ed, you'll find yourself 15 years from now, that tree that seemed real nice when you put it there, trying to reach out and shake your hand when you go in the front door.
Actually, that can happen. But anyway, and be sure to give it plenty of room away from the house and away from water lines. Mm-hmm. Someday they might have to work on the water lines, especially if you have an iron water line.
So some of the older places around the area, I'm sure
definitely
do.
Will have to be replaced. So yeah. you want to try to keep it away from that. And telephone lines, too. 20 feet away from power lines. I'm going to plant it.
Otherwise, the power utility will come along and trim your tree, possibly the way you don't want it trimmed.
Exactly. So the tree will grow. Some of them have a span of, say, 40 feet, and it'll shade the area eventually without interfering with the power lines.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be sure to keep it away from there. And always have it flagged before you plant the tree so you don't cut through it.
Yes.
So.
And again, you can call the universal locating number, regardless of where you live in the country, 811.
Mm-hmm.
That will get you. There may be some individual numbers for individual power line companies across the country, but 811 works everywhere.
Works very well everywhere. And irrigation systems, too. If there's a green box near where you want to plant the tree, you might want to reconsider locating the tree somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
especially maple trees. They can get a root mass that's 15 feet wide.
Yes.
And if you have a box that's shaped like a telephone, the little square boxes mm-hmm. with the valves in it, those roots can get in there and actually can pry the pipes apart and cause them to break. And I know from experience, it's real fun to repair those.
Fun you just as soon not have.
Because not only do you have to fix the valves, but you have to cut back and prune the roots from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Before you, otherwise it'll just tear it up again. But it'll eventually go back into that box and tear it up again anyway. So try to keep it far away from that. And also when you're installing an irrigation system, try to keep the valves away from the, especially maple trees, away from the root systems of trees.
Okay.
Just so you don't have that problem later on. So placing them is very important. And drainage patterns too, another thing you have to consider. Don't plant a tree in the middle of the drainage pattern. Because chances are the root mass will swell and cause the water not to drain anymore. And then I've run into this problem this spring. People, they plant trees in the middle of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
All the rain we had. I got water in my house. Well, somebody planted a tree in the middle of the yard, and your drainage patterns don't work.
That's the reason why when you talk about trees, you'll mention it's either deep-rooted or shallow-rooted, so mm-hmm. the people will know, is it going to come up with all these knees and things that you
exactly.
know, act like a dam in the middle of a river, you know?
Right. And if your soil is shallow, if you have a lot of rock, you live in parts of, say, Colonial or Cedar Park where there's a lot of stone, it doesn't matter how deep the roots are. You're still going to get some uplifting of the ground just by the sheer bulk of the roots as they grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it can cause drainage issues, too. So be very careful in placing these. And try to identify your drainage patterns. Typically, it's kind of a low point where when it rains, the water runs, and you want to steer pretty well clear of that. So that leaves an area about the size of this pop can to plant your tree.
Many communities across the country have regulations on how, 15 feet from the street or 15 feet from this or that, or I'm using 15 generically, it might be 20, it might be 12, but you need to investigate the ordinances wherever you live, too.
The ordinances, we do have tree ordinance here in town. I think you can get that from the city's webpage.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain species of trees they don't want you to plant in near the road, mm-hmm. just because it does tear up sidewalks and things. And so you want to make sure you're compliant with that, too.
Growing up, at least for me, in central Illinois, the community I grew up in, of course, it was growing up in the 50s and 60s, and we had all these nice brick sidewalks. And, yeah, the trees had lifted the bricks so that it was rough for me to ride my roller skates down those brick sidewalks.
Well, on bricks anyway, yeah.
800-749-5936. We have a caller. Good morning. You're on the line with Larry Glass. How can we help you out this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. Yep. About I've got a large ash tree.
Yes.
In my front yard, the roots are real shallow in one place in my yard, probably
right.
20 feet from the tree.
Uh huh.
Can I dig them up and cut them?
Ash tree roots, they go further deep than those surface roots. And if you're that far away from the tree, it shouldn't cause much of a problem.
Okay, even though it's probably a 4-inch in diameter root?
If it's only one or two roots, it really won't hurt the tree. But if you're talking a whole lot of them, the primary problem you might have with that would be fungus and whatnot getting into the root and causing a disease in the tree itself. So, but if it's an area that's well drained, it shouldn't be much of a problem. But ash trees are pretty tolerant, and you still got a whole lot of roots around there, so it will take it okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for
calling. Thank you very much for that's kind of an interesting problem. We're talking about a 4-inch piece of wood running through the area
on the ground. Yeah. But has an ash tree, and it might cause a little bit of stress on the tree. And here comes the emerald ash borer. So.
Yeah. Is there a best time of year to do what he's describing? Is this a good time?
Wintertime right now. Wintertime's a good time for that. So now, what it'll do, when you cut this, it'll actually send out a whole lot more roots out of that one root. But mm-hmm. it'll be smaller and more spread out. So be prepared for that, too, at some point in time that you'll have to do it again.
So the gentleman might want to wait till, let's say, November-ish to do some of this work.
Oh, perhaps, yeah. And the ash trees are the first one to drop their leaves in the fall, and the last ones to come out in the spring. So just when the leaves drop, typically is a good time.
Okay.
Or when they start to turn color, or the middle of this month.
I would say, now we're talking about back to school time. Coming up real soon here.
So anyway, it's time to maybe think about doing that. But anyway, ash trees are pretty good trees. They got some out there that are completely seedless,
mm-hmm.
But they don't get to be a very big tree. So.
800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue with more of your phone calls on the other side on this Saturday morning, Green Country Gardener.
Summer is in the air, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a variety of summer plants and shrubs that are on sale right now. Butterfly bushes, rose of Sharon, large pots of geraniums, tropical hibiscus elephant ears, hydrangeas, and all vining plants at 30% off. Bartlesville's largest selection of healthy plants. Green Thumb has all perennials, petunias, 4-inch herbs, and sweet potato vines for $1 off. And save 50% on all veggies, 4.5-inch geraniums, strawberries, and more. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on No Water Road. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5.
Hi, this is Jeremy with Patriot GMC on Highway 75 in Bartlesville, exclusive home of Warranty Forever. Go to any major review site or Facebook, and you'll see hundreds of comments on how we treat people. I challenge you to look up what your neighbors are saying about us.
Morgan from Bartlesville says,
I always dread having to buy a new car, but Patriot made it a wonderful experience. Mike Roberts went out of his way to help us find the right car for our family and our budget. We definitely use them again.
For football season, why not get a new SUV to travel to the games? At Patriot GMC, we're taking up to 20% off GMC Terrain SUVs. At 31 miles per gallon with built-in Wi-Fi, the Terrain is the perfect road vehicle for the fall with plenty of room for your tailgate gear. Not only will Patriot GMC give you up to 20% off a brand new Terrain, but you'll also get a warranty for as long as you own the vehicle at no extra charge. Come see us today at Patriot GMC on 75 in Bartlesville or at GoPatriotAuto.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 stock number 17235. MSRP 32,310. Patriot price 25,997, 20% off.
This is Franklin Graham. In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, Samaritan's Purse is responding. People have lost homes. They don't have insurance. Some people have lost everything. And we want to be there in their time of need. Of course, we want to help people put their lives back together, but we want to do this in the name of Jesus Christ. So pray for the people of Texas. And we need teams of volunteers. Go to SamaritansPurse.org to find out how you can be a part of responding to the needs there in South Texas. That's SamaritansPurse.org. God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Oh, 800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And I believe we have a caller, hopefully, that held on during the break. Good morning. You're on with Larry Glass. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I have got some moss rose or portulaca.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought those things were bulletproof, but something is either eating them or they're clipping the little green shootlets off and just dropping them wondering what that might be.
I don't know. Not a whole lot bothers those plants.
Rabbits? I don't know.
Rabbits, well, you know, it is kind of dry outside, and you're probably getting some insects that are gnawing on them just for the water content in them. They do store water real well. So that could be the trouble there. If you could see it actually happen, we can find out what the problem is.
Unfortunately, I don't know. Coming in and out, I don't stand there and watch it. But I think it's happening at night.
Yeah. It could be anything from raccoons to possums or something. Something's after something to drink. More than Michael.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. That might be because they're, every day or two I give them a shot of water, so they're nice and plump.
And
juicy.
Juicy and plump.
Okay. Well, I thought you might be able to help me.
Well, it without really knowing the. And there's so many things that can't attack it because all the animals need water, and something has probably a squirrel. Something has discovered that these are full of water, and they're probably kind of tasty too. I don't know that I've ever eaten a portulaca, but anyway.
Yeah, I've got a lot of squirrels too.
Yeah, and they've discovered a kind of a little snacky water source there.
Drop one more bulletproof plant up. It's not quite bulletproof.
Yeah, well, they can change their behavior too. Maybe put a saucer of water nearby, and perhaps that might help.
Well, now that might be a good idea.
Yeah, give them something better to drink.
Okey-doke.
All right, thank you for calling. So,
well, that's a question. I've never really thought about that one. I thought it was immune from insects and pests, but now the. I hadn't thought about squirrels and rabbits. And
yeah, sure. They
lions and tigers and bears.
It just takes one to discover that, just by stumbling onto it. And let's take a bite out of this and see what happens. They're pretty good. And it's got me some water, too.
Yeah.
So that's probably what's happened. It sounds like something like that. But anyway, we're talking about locating trees.
Yes.
So, for instance, you want a tree in the front yard, and what is your primary consideration for planting that tree? Do you want specimen interest? Just a nice, pretty-looking tree.
Sure.
Do you want it to flower? What about fall color? What about shade? How much of a nuisance will you tolerate?
How many squirrels live in that tree?
How many acorns you want falling on the house? Things like that. You probably don't want to tolerate very many nuisances at all, so... And also, do you want to plant grass under the tree? Trees get fairly large, and it's difficult to grow grass, especially when you have a bunch of them.
Yes.
It's hard to grow. So you want to leave a lot of space in between the trees. I have at my house, I get a maple tree on the far north half of the yard and another maple tree in the far south half of the yard. And grass grows right up to it. Of course, I keep them trimmed up. It helps a little bit, too. So consider that too. If you plant a bunch of trees, don't anticipate much grass down below them.
Yeah, if how large is this going to get 15 years from now?
Exactly.
That, once you sell the house, what are you leaving the future owner?
So anyway, and also create a buffer zone of about 15 feet from the house and concrete to help locate the tree. So you get a map of the house, you draw 15 feet out from the house, 15 feet out from the sidewalk, 20 feet away from the water line, 20 feet away from the sewer line. And a few feet away of 20 or 30 feet, 10, maybe 10 feet away from the telephone line where you know where it is. And it kind of narrows the physical location pretty well. It
gives you about 6 square inches where you can plant the tree.
Yeah, not that big. So, anyway. So.
And 800-749-5936. We'll take our final break of Green Country Gardener and more of your questions and calls coming up in just a bit.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Legendary Bobcat durability and outstanding quality of cut. and ease of ownership. Now you can mow like a pro with the Bobcat CRZ, the more civilized zero-turn mower came just for homeowners and built to be the last mower you will ever need to buy. And with ferocious financing and a 5-year, 300-hour limited warranty, the Bobcat CRZ is easy to own.
Hi, I'm John Selmayr. Come see us at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles south of Ooligah on 169, or John's Tractor Works at Veneta, Oklahoma, 4 miles east of Veneta on 69.
This is the worst hurricane in the history of Texas.
My daughter calls and says, Mom, y'all need to get out. And I says, no, we cannot get out. It's too strong now.
This is Franklin Graham. In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, Samaritan's Purse is responding. People have lost homes. They don't have insurance. Some people have lost everything. And we want to be there in their time of need. Of course, we want to help people put their lives back together, but we want to do this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Samaritan's Purse came to us. All I can do is say thank you. What a gift.
There are tens of thousands of people that need help, and we need volunteers, men and women who are willing to come and just be the hands and feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Texas has got a huge need right now, so please come.
To learn more or to find out how you can help, please call 1-800-567-8183 or visit SamaritansPurse.org. That's 1-800-567-8183.
(800) 749-5936, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And we have a caller who hung on through the break. You're on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to make a comment about the rose moss being eaten off.
Yes.
We was having trouble with that. We even hung some of our plants underneath the eaves of our house, and the squirrels crawled up on the roof, down the cable, and ate them off anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a squirrel that's bothering his...
They seem to be the varmints, so we end up putting a little electric fence around part of our flower garden.
Zap!
Yeah.
they sort of leave it alone now.
Well, we've got a little long-legged dog at our house. He keeps them away pretty good, so...
He wouldn't like that too well.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to make that quick comment. I enjoy you guys' show. We're up here by Wichita now listening to you on the Coffeeville Radio.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate the phone call this morning, and thanks for your input. We appreciate it. We'll go ahead and take another call as we move on. Well, I thought I was going to pick up another line, but that caller must have dropped off. 800-749-5936, the number that gets you on the air. And we've got about 5 minutes left on Green Country Gardener.
Okay, we were going to talk about the Schumard oak.
Well, I'll talk to this caller right now. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass. Go ahead, please.
I got a question. I got a silver leaf maple.
Yes.
I've got all kinds of little maple trees growing around it. Is there anything I can do to kill them?
Yeah, just keep them mowed, and they'll just die out eventually.
Oh, they will?
If a plant cannot photosynthesize, it will die.
Okay, well, I just wonder what
you
do about
the darn system. Yeah, if anything, get the shovel good and sharp and just kind of whack them down with the shovel at the ground level, and that'll do a pretty good job of keeping them under control, too.
Okay, I got another question. How hard is space model?
I didn't quite pick up on that.
Getting just enough drop out on your call. Ask your question again, sir.
How hard is it to transplant a crepe myrtle?
Oh, crepe myrtles are very easy to transplant, but timing is very important. I like to transplant them in late winter, very, very early spring, say March or so. And
Seen
that pretty good. If you do it in the winter time, you have a chance of it getting frozen out in a cold spell. So it's best to leave that root system intact until spring, or very, very early spring. Like any time between Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day.
Of Sharon.
Rose of Sharon? About the same thing. Winter time, pretty much all winter long, and early spring, they can be relocated.
Okay. How big a root ball do I need to leave on them?
Well, if it's a 2-inch diameter trunk, you want a 2-foot wide root ball.
How big?
You go, if it's an inch, 1-inch diameter, you probably want to go a foot and a half wide, but if it's a 2-inch trunk, you want to go about 2 feet. Rosa Sharon's
there. Well, that won't be no problem. I've got a pending excavator.
Yeah, Rosa Sharon's are pretty tough plants too. I've actually moved them in July and they've survived.
But
it took three people to move it.
But I've got a crepe myrtle I want to put in. I got two Rosa Sharon I'd like to put in my yard.
Yeah, the Rosa Sharon put on a really nice show this year.
Yes, they did. And that way I can have pretty flowers and not have too much work to tend to them.
Right.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate the questions because whatever question you have, there's got to be about 50 other people with the same question.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Rosa Sharon, really, really big show this year. We sell a ton of them every year.
Yeah.
And these last 2 years, actually, they put on a really
nice show.
We've
still got some blooms on ours. I haven't checked it in the past couple of days, yeah. but yeah.
I have a hardy hibiscus in the front bed that's it's been blooming for months.
Mm-hmm.
So the newer varieties repeat real well, and they're really good plants. So, and the Rosa Sharon is very well situated for our area because it takes the heat real well. And
do
so
you
on.
Still have some at Green Thumb, or
we
you
got a few here and there? Yeah, we
okay.
got some. Yeah, we got some crepe myrtles too.
Mm-hmm.
We really sold the crepe myrtles this year.
It's been a good year just because of the moisture that we got most of the summer.
Exactly. So anyway, we still have a lot of things on sale. Check it out, 30% off trees and shrubs.
Okay.
Save a little bit of money too at the same time and get all that beauty and colors and flowers around the house.
Good idea.
I was going to talk about the Schumard oak, but we're just about running. We've got about a minute to go. But anyway, it's a very common tree around here. You see it growing
mm-hmm.
pretty much everywhere. And it's a good grower here. It does very well. So if you want a big, big classic oak tree, you mm-hmm. might consider a Schumard oak.
Okay.
Now people think, oh, that growl will slough. But
well, that means that you've got some harder wood there, too.
Not necessarily. They grow pretty fast.
Okay.
The Schumard oaks will put on maybe a foot or 2 foot a year. It'll really take off and do very well. Another thing, the hummingbirds.
Yes.
They're not migrated yet, but they will soon. So you want to make sure the hummingbird feeders are up to par. And keep those flowers that they really like, keep them going real good too. Come by the nursery and check out our specials and come out a little bit later. We'll have lots of mums and pansies. It's getting time to plant the pansies.
And probably a good idea. I know typically you've got some birdhouses and chimes that will decorate mm-hmm. the landscape a little bit. And if you've got a bird feeder out there now, chances are the cardinals will stay with it all winter.
Exactly. So we've got it. Got a lot of stuff there to look at right now. Lots of fall stuff coming on. Burning bush, we've got some of those too, and plenty of boxwoods and stuff for just some static green, you know, everyday green color. So
if somebody wants a landscape plan, it starts with either stopping by Green Thumb or a phone call to Green Thumb, right?
All you have to do is call, set up an appointment whenever it's handy for you. I can come out and we'll look at it and have a little chat about what you envision your yard will look like. So Charlie?
Yes.
Golly, we'll see you next week. Keep that shovel sharp.
Okay, we'll do that. That's a Green Thumb Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, and news coming up in just a bit, so stay with us. We've got more on the way. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville. And